Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What do you got? About 7.5, 8.5 hours?
Yeah. Yep. 8 o'clock tonight.
So it all starts.
And of course, our coverage will be right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Can't wait this evening.
This is surreal. Like, over our shoulder is where it's all going to take place.
Yep.
We've been watching this. I mean, I've been watching a draft since 1990, I think, was the first year I watched the draft. I was seeing a friend of mine at Miami of Ohio, and it happened to be the weekend of the draft. And it was also like the home opener for the Cincinnati Reds. So I remember watching the draft in his fraternity house when the Lions, I believe they selected Andre Ware at the time.
You know, it's funny you say that because the first time I watched the draft was a total accident. I was in elementary school and we had just gotten cable. And I was really fired up about it. Oh, wow, cable. And I don't know, it was a Thursday or Friday, and I wasn't feeling well, and I got to stay home from school. And I went downstairs, and I went and said, well, let's see what's on ESPN. I was probably watching, you know, Fitzroy versus Collingwood, Australian rules football. And
that's what they had at the time, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the NFL draft came on. And I was like, yeah, it was a little different back then. And I watched the NFL draft on a weekday. In my basement on ESPN on a day I was homesick from school. And I'm like, this is kind of cool.
It used to be on during the day, during the week, right?
Yep.
Because I remember when the Lions took Chuck Long, which may have been 1986 draft.
Yeah.
I was in school, I was in high school, and between classes, I went to our high school radio station where we had the AP Newswire, and one of my friends was a senior at the time. He's like, hey, see who the Lions took? I'm like, no. It's like, Chuck Long. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yep. My buddy called him the Q-tip. But, hey, look, I mean, it was really cool. And
how
that was my
changed.
First. Yeah, it's changed quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
So an entire massive production, and it's all here.
It's all right there.
It's all right there, and we're in the middle of it. All right, let's get to a mock draft. A final mock draft. This one.
Oh.
From Good Morning Football co-host Pete Schrager, NFL.com. His final mock with trades.
You know, you used to be on Good Morning Football.
Yes, Gator, I do. You could say all the stuff about not trying to creep out, but you're starting to worry me
a little bit. Just, it's part of a resume. Kay Adams used to be on Good Morning Football.
Okay. All right, here we go. The first pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback. USC with
what?
The second pick, the Washington Commanders go Jaden Daniels, quarterback. LSU, shouldn't be a huge surprise. I'm going to kind of cross these names off because this has just come out. The third pick, Drake May, quarterback, goes to the New England Patriots out of North Carolina.
Yeah, the reports right now, I saw somebody tweet out that they feel that the Patriots are locked into Drake May unless somebody offers them a ridiculous trade offer to move up.
Unless he's gone. At four, Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Arizona Cardinals. At five, Jim Harbaugh beefs up the offensive line and goes J.C. Latham.
Over Joe Alt.
Over Joe Alt.
Interesting.
Yes,
Alabama.
It is. At six, the New York Giants, they take Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. At seven, phone rings. And let me just check something here. The phone rings, and Minnesota trades up with the Tennessee Titans.
Oh.
They move from 11 to 7, and they select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan.
Interesting.
Yep. At 8, Atlanta Falcons. We've seen this name a lot projected to Atlanta. Dallas Turner, edge rusher from Alabama. At 9, Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington, off the board. Very talented player. Third wide receiver to go. He goes to Chicago. At 10, Brock Bowers, tight end from the New York Jets, or goes to the New York Jets from Georgia. At 11, here's Joe Alt. I bet Tennessee would be thrilled to get Joe Alt at 11.
Yeah, I would think so.
Given their need at the offensive tackle spot after dropping back in that Viking trade. At 12, the Denver Broncos need a quarterback, and Penix and Bo Nix are still there. They take Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon. Wow.
Over Penix. Interesting.
Yep. Here are the Raiders at 13. They also need a quarterback. Is that what they do? Yes. They take Michael Penix Jr. with the pick at 13 out of Washington.
Six quarterbacks in the first 13 picks.
Totally see it.
How many picks go between sixth and the seventh quarterback?
Wow. Could be a couple, man.
Could be several rounds.
New Orleans stays at 14 and selects Olu Fashanu, tackle from Penn State. Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle from Texas, goes off the board next to the Indianapolis Colts. At 16, Philadelphia moves up. They give up one of their 2 second rounders, either 50 or 53, and they jump up from 22 to 16, and Philadelphia selects Terrion Arnold, cornerback, out of Alabama.
So the first corner.
First corner off the board. Your boy is still out there.
I know he is. I'm excited here.
Jacksonville at 17 goes wide receiver and selects Xavier Worthy.
Wow.
Texas at 17.
Oh, a lot of speed there.
Feels like forever the Bengals have needed help on the offensive line, and they get it in the form of Oregon State offensive lineman Talese Fuaga. He goes at 18 to Cincinnati. At 19.
One of Big Ten's best.
The Rams are on the clock, and the phone rings.
Actually, it's not a big
The phone rings at 19, and it's Kansas City. Kansas City moves up to take Amarius Mims. They give up a second and a fourth round, and they get Amarius Mims and their first-round pick. The tackle from Georgia. Wow, it's pretty high for him. At 20, Brian Thomas is still on the board for the Stullers, and that's who they take, the wide receiver from LSU.
Wow.
Your boy's still on the board.
Still
Gator.
There.
At 21, the Miami Dolphins are on the clock, and the phone rings. Detroit is calling.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Whoa. Whoa.
Yep.
First of all, tell me what the trade, what
the Lions are picks. Offering 73 and 29. So their third round pick and their first round pick for the Dolphins pick at 21 to move up 8 spots.
It's an early, relatively early third round pick. Okay. So
yep.
They're going to move. So my guy, Quinion Mitchell's on the board.
Yep.
But I didn't hear another name. Someone else is on the board.
Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida State.
Yeah.
He's out there. Cooper DeJean, cornerback, Iowa, is still out there. Leatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA, is still out there. First of all, do you make this trade, or do you hope that one of those guys falls to you at 29?
I mean, that's four players right there.
That you'd be thrilled with, right?
But this is what? This is 21?
This is 21.
I wouldn't. I mean, we've already seen the run on offensive linemen and seen a run on
quarterbacks.
On quarterbacks, and we've seen the run on receivers a little bit.
Yep.
I'd be nervous to wait it out to 29 to see if one of these guys is there.
So you'd
make
the trade?
If the Lions are moving up to trade, they're going to get something special here, and I think they're getting a guy they think they could plug and play right away.
Kang, would you take this trade, given who's on the board and them sitting there at 29, hoping one of those names, Dejean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jared Verse, Leatu Latu, all still there, but would any of them still be there at 29?
You can't play that game, Doug. I've done this before in fantasy football, so it's the same thing as the NFL draft. When you wait, your guy gets picked, so you got to go get your guy.
You got to go get him.
All right. Detroit accepts the trade. Miami accepts a trade. And, Gator, who would you take given these circumstances?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Still take Quinyon Mitchell because I think he'd immediately become cornerback one on this team, and they could use cornerback one. I edge him over Jared Verse because, you know, Verse I think becomes part of a rotation. I think Mitchell starts and plays a huge amount of snaps.
Kang, what would you do once you've made that trade? Who are you taking?
Wow, there's some really good players here. And I agree with Gator. Verse and Mitchell are two guys that are at the top of my list. I'm probably going to give Quinyon Mitchell the edge here. I feel like the Lions have done a lot of cornerback work in the draft, and I don't think it's a smokescreen. I think they're legit looking at who can come in and help us almost immediately. I think they go get Quinyon Mitchell in this scenario.
There's a saying, go big or go home. And I go get what I think is the most talented edge rusher in the draft. The pick is in, and with the 21st pick, the Detroit Lions select Leatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA.
That's what you would do, huh?
I think I would. As long as he had doctor's clearance, which is kind of a big deal. But
it is a big deal.
But, man, what an aggressive move Pete Schrager projects for our Lions tonight. Now, would they have gotten burned? Would one of those four still be on the clock? Oh, well, the pick is in, by the way. The actual pick. Schrager selects Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida State.
I'm not mad at it.
No.
Me neither.
I'm not mad at it. And, you know, when I talk about that pool of players that I could see at 29 and beyond, there's a lot of corners on that list. And is it possible that you can still get a corner in the second round that I like? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think, you know, if I were to take Jared Verse, could I get, you know, is Sainer still there in the second round for them at 61? He might be. I could see him going earlier, but I think there's a bunch of corners out there. I'd be hoping that one of them is available at 61, but if you take Verse.
At 22, Seattle traded down from and took Philly's pick, takes Troy Fatanu, tackle, Washington.
He's awfully good.
At 23, the Vikings get Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Minnesota, Toledo. 24, Tyler Guyton, the tackle, goes to Dallas from Oklahoma. At 25, Green Bay goes Cooper DeJean, Iowa, defensive back. 26, Graham Barton goes to Tampa Bay, the interior offensive lineman from Duke. 27, Darius Robinson goes to Arizona, the edge rusher from Missouri. At 28, Leatu Latu goes to Buffalo. So all the four guys we targeted, all gone by the time 29 rolls around. Good thing they made the trade. Had they stayed there, Chop Robinson, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Adonai Mitchell, all there.
All those guys are fine. I mean, you could stay back at 29 and get Get one of those.
This feels like a wild scenario.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got your guy though, Gator. That's why you don't play that game.
No, I know.
I
hear you. I still would have. I'd still make the trade.
Wild scenario in Pete Schrager's final mock.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.